Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is Wednesday, March 18th. I'm Steven Masso. As always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, before we begin with the episode, you know that scene, if you guys have seen the new Joker movie, and this is not a spoiler, so you don't have to worry about that. But the part where he is staring in the mirror and he's putting on his clown makeup and he's staring at his reflection and there's this kind of sense of disgust when he is looking back at himself. Well, I will say that is me right now. That's how I'm feeling after I made that big, bold prediction about Tom Brady going to the Chargers. Of course, yesterday I did that kind of lengthy segment on the podcast about why I think he was going to end up on the Los Angeles Chargers, just for a few hours later for Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter to both report that Tom Brady will be signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Of course, at the time of this recording, it is not official, but when it comes to Adam Schefter and when it comes to Ian Rappaport, they are right like 99.9999% of the time. There is no reason to doubt what they are saying. Their credibility level is like top tier, and I have complete faith in what they are saying to be indeed what is going to happen. So Tom Brady, at least according to them as of right now, is planning to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a deal that will get him $30 million a year. And as I mentioned before in the episode before, I was making the case for why he would go to the Chargers, and I said that I would be shocked if he did not go to the Chargers. And I will say that I am shocked, but at the same time, I have to say that I'm taking my L gracefully. I know a lot of people in this business that want to go and shout from the rooftops every time they're right, but they don't want anyone to mention the times that they're wrong. So I'm taking my L gracefully. I'm 100% wrong on this one if he indeed ends up being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer come the 2020 season. Now, my rationale, of course, if you listen to the episode, was that the Chargers made sense. They had an elite receiving running back. The tools fit better. They have Keenan Allen, a top route runner in the NFL. They have Hunter Henry, who, when he's healthy, one of the best tight ends, rather, in the NFL. Their defense is a little bit more sound than Tampa Bay. And, of course, the LA market is just huge. If you look at what LeBron James did, he was one of the most accomplished players in all of the history of the NBA. And he took his talents to LA to become bigger than just the sport of basketball, in his own words. So I figured, you know, Tom Brady's proven everything he has on the football field more than enough. Maybe he goes to LA just to kind of become more than just a football player, to kind of take his name and his level of being an icon to a new level. But instead, he chooses to go to Tampa Bay. And of course, going to Tampa Bay is not a knock. I said on paper, they had a very strong offer. You look at who they have. They have Chris Godwin, who had a tremendous season last year. And in fact, many would argue played better than Mike Evans. And Mike Evans is somebody who many regard as a top five wide receiver in the NFL. Extremely talented outside receivers on both sides. And then you have OJ Howard, who of course was a massive disappointment last season. But there is no denying his physical prowess. He is somebody who could be an elite tight end just based on what he could do physically. He was not really utilized that well. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did have a very legitimate offer when it came to Tom Brady. It wasn't some just fluke opportunity when it comes to this big signing. And of course, Bruce Arians, who helped Carson Palmer kind of revive his career in the tail end, probably had a very big helping in getting Tom Brady to sign with Tampa Bay. And of course, Tampa Bay, abbreviated TB, Tom Brady, TB12. Now, of course, I'm saying that in jest, but I don't know how much that's gone into it. If he hasn't come up with that yet or he isn't aware, I wouldn't like a, you know, a nice little 5% cut on that idea, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, just to kind of go back on this idea of him choosing it over the Chargers. Now, I will say that when LeBron James signed with the LA Lakers, last year, the team was very bad, but at the end of the day, it was still LeBron James playing at a high level. The team was not successful, but he didn't necessarily fall off in terms of relevancy by any means. So when it came to Tom Brady, I was kind of weighing those options in my mind as well. If Tom Brady were, because at the end of the tail end of the season, he definitely didn't look, you know, to appear to have as good of an arm as we're used to seeing. So if he were to be washed or kind of fall off a little bit in terms of talent, at the end of the day, he would still be in LA. And that was kind of a little bit a part of my mindset that was playing into my idea of him going to the Chargers. Whereas if he were to be washed and play poorly when he goes to Tampa Bay, the idea of him falling into irrelevancy to me becomes a lot more real. You kind of have that Emmitt Smith to the Cardinals kind of factor. And that was all playing a big part in my idea of him signing with the Chargers. So him going to Tampa Bay, now we look at this from how will this affect Tampa Bay? Honestly, there are still quite a few question marks when it comes to the Buccaneers. Primarily, the one I'm looking at is the running back position. I fully expect either Melvin Gordon to be announced or maybe some other running back that they need to land, because them rolling out with Ronald Jones at the start of the season, or a combination of him with Peyton Barber as their workhorse backs, just seems completely unrealistic. I doubt that happens. So whether it be Melvin Gordon or whether they kind of guarantee to Tom Brady, hey, we're going to draft either Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, DeAndre Swift, one of those guys, I fully expect that to be the case when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially when you have a guy like Tom Brady and given his age. Now, what do I expect from the team as a whole? Frankly, I would be a little bit surprised if they go better than 9-7. A lot of people are discussing 8-8 as a realistic expectation for them, and that's exactly kind of the idea of where I have them kind of as their ceiling, a little 9-7, 8-8 team, because Tom Brady is somebody I would be foolish to say that he didn't benefit from the system. I think the argument using against him, kind of taking away all his success by saying he's a system quarterback, I think that's foolish. You know, I will say that he benefited from it, but he has also played a large part in that success of his system. So you remove him from that, you put him on a team where there's going to be some hiccups. I mean, the chemistry he had with Julian Edelman and James White, those repetitions that he built over years and years, and of course, that system with Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick, that is just years and years of time. You put that in a new system, there are going to be hiccups. I fully expect that. I do think Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are known more for being intermediate to deep threats, and I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to work out, not having that little safety net in a Julian Edelman or a James White for Tom Brady. I am very curious to see how that pans out for him. And of course, the pass protection will be another thing, especially when you add into the fact that the realistic thing to expect is that the timing won't be down. And that has been such a huge part of Tom Brady's game when it comes to these receivers on his team. So I don't expect the Buccaneers to instantly just become a Super Bowl contender by any means just because they got Tom Brady. But I'm not going to completely brush it off and act like Tom Brady is some completely washed player, you know, by any means. I'm not going to go out and say that just yet. Now, when it comes to the impact this will have across the league, you have to look at the AFC East, because this league has been dominated by the Patriots for nearly two decades because of this guy, Tom Brady. So he leaves the division, and now the AFC East is completely wide open. I mean, you look at what the Bills were able to accomplish last season. I know a lot of people are going to knock on Josh Allen. His arm and his accuracy issues are still there, but I will say that out of the AFC East quarterbacks, I do admire his ability to find ways to get it done. Even though his arm hasn't been there, he has been able to will his team to some very key victories. I do like what I've seen from Josh Allen. Now, when you look at Sam Darnold, Sam Darnold's kind of a victim to this Adam Gase offense. I mean, I would not bet on Adam Gase being able to turn it around, and I don't think we see Sam Darnold's full potential while he is working under Adam Gase. And then, of course, you have the Dolphins, who won five games with a roster that was depleted to an extent that I don't know if I've ever seen. And they were still able to string together five wins just because Brian Flores was able to instill this culture in a team. Now, you add on top of that the fact that the Dolphins are making some pretty impressive signings. They may not be the home run threats aside from Byron Jones, who is, of course, the highest paid corner in the NFL now. The rest of the guys are just kind of upside guys, young players that could have long-term roles on this team. They're not guys that are considered to be elite. Some of them are actually thought of as busts when it comes to Eric Flowers, but these are young guys that still have not hit their peak. So the Dolphins are a very legitimate team already, not necessarily a Super Bowl contender, but you can already begin to see what they are building there. And of course, they just have a multitude of picks in the draft that they could make. They, of course, are still going to draft their potential franchise quarterback, so that's still in the mix. And then you add on top of that that they could land a guy like a big name receiver, a guy like potentially Henry Ruggs. And then, of course, there's all the talks of them needing a running back, that whether that be Melvin Gordon or whether that be one of those rookies I mentioned earlier, Jonathan Taylor, J.K. Dobbins, DeAndre Swift, any of those guys would be a great addition. So the Dolphins are really turning it around. And now with the vacancy left behind at the quarterback position on the Patriots by Tom Brady, there are a lot of question marks there as well. The Patriots, of course, had an elite level defense last year. I still expect that to be a huge part of their game. But when you don't have a quarterback, or when you're rolling out a lot of the speculations, they turn to a guy like Andy Dalton, then you have to definitely lower your expectations from them, dropping off from Tom Brady to a guy like Andy Dalton or whoever they end up getting on this team. I will say that Bill Belichick right now, of course, he's one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach of all time. But as somebody who is a fan of the Miami Dolphins, you know just how important it is having an elite quarterback. You remove that from the equation, it is not like any other position on the field. You could just take that away and find someone to seamlessly fill that. It does not happen. So I definitely expect a huge regression from the New England Patriots this season. I think the AFC East is wide open. If I had to guess which team is on top this upcoming season, I'm leaning towards the Bills, but long term, the foundation that the Dolphins are laying, I'm not saying this out of homerism, I'm saying this strictly out of the moves that are being made, out of the culture that is being instilled in the coaching by Brian Flores, the player development, the huge amount of draft picks. There is just so much potential that the Dolphins could take advantage of. I would not be betting against the Dolphins in terms of being the team that wins this division in the long term for the next several years. So guys, that is how I'm going to wrap up this episode. Just a very quick episode. Let me know what you guys think. Are you shocked by the news of Tom Brady? How well do you think the Buccaneers are going to do with Tom Brady? Do you think they are a playoff team already? Do you think that Tom Brady is washed and they fall to the bottom of the NFC South? And who do you think comes out on top of the AFC East this season? Let me know what you guys think. As always, feel free to send questions, concerns, anything you would like for me to discuss in future episodes. You can send that either to Shady Steven on Twitter or the podcast account, which has been getting a ton of love, which I'm extremely grateful for. That is at Via The Source on Twitter. If you could leave a review on the Apple Podcast app, it does really help tremendously in terms of putting it on other people's feeds and getting the audience to grow. So I do appreciate those a lot, guys. As always, it was a pleasure to be your host. Until next time, I'm Steven Masso, and this was Via The Source.